This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati Plan for Three World Wars, was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment three world wars in an attempt to take over the world. It is claimed that the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977, but the British Museum denies this claim. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud, and others say the same about Zionism. But Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement arguing that the Bible was proof that Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peacefully for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which did not happen until 1948, after World War II and the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction, and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. The Illuminati plan for three world wars. The First World War must be brought about in order to overthrow the czars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Whoever wrote this letter had the vision to see where this is all going. By manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Several hours. I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree. Muslims want to call in. Jews want to call in. It's a First Amendment free-for-all live on air starting now. And I'll give the toll-free number out here in just a moment. A new front in Hamas war deepens on Israel's actions, says Iran. Iran says they're preparing to start aiding the attacks openly and opening up second fronts against Israel. So we're rapidly stampeding into World War III. Now, let's talk about who I got a big problem with. If the Muslims and the Islamic lobby was supporting anti-free speech operations, which they actually are, they're not very successful, in Europe and here, I would be angry at them. I'm angry at them for a lot of reasons. But I'm being fair about this. But the ADL and so-called Jewish lobbies, with the EU, with the UN, with the U.S. government, with the Canadian government, with the Australian government, with the German government, is arresting people that say the Holocaust didn't happen. I mean, Hitler said he was going to kill Jews. The documents came out, the Final Solution, they had Nuremberg trials. People can say the moon is made out of blueberries if they want. That's their issue. You can argue all day how many Jews Hitler killed. But he ordered the SS to kill a bunch of them, millions of them. And then the guy that helped do it is getting standing ovations in Parliament. So if people want to believe that Hitler, you know, sent birthday cakes to Jews, you know, there's people that believe the earth is flat. There's people that believe anything they want to believe. No, Hitler was anti-Jew. Hitler ran the Final Solution. Hitler probably would have won World War II, the U.S. military admits and reports, if he wouldn't have spent up to a third of their troops murdering all the Jews. The Final Solution is on record with Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Göring and the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, Adolf Hitler. I mean, I've read the books they wrote. I don't need to believe the ADL. And then we turn around and hear Elon Musk is a Nazi and the EU is threatening to indict him or arrest him if he doesn't censor our political post about Hunter Biden's laptop. So they go, oh, we're not going to allow anti-Semitic post. And then because they want to censor clowns, they full know it's not about that. They know that's all, has no effect. I mean, okay, every once in a while some crazy goes and shoots up a synagogue. The more you suppress those people, the more we don't know what they're up to and you can't stop them. But now, we'll put this article on screen. Man accused, they have photos and videos of it at the Daily Mail. We'll pull the actual article up again. Man accused of committing a vile act outside Sydney's Jewish museum in the wake of Hamas terror attack in Israel cover their faces after being charged. So can we put the actual article up, please? I want to show the actual photos they're talking about because the printout doesn't do that. I'll wait while you do that. Yeah, scroll down. So, okay, a guy goes and does a Heil Hitler in his Ukraine shirt. And now, once you set the precedent to be able to take his right to go Heil Hitler in front of a synagogue or a Jewish center, now all my other rights to promote the Second Amendment or standing against transgenderism or any of this go out the door. And that's what this is all about. So, I hear all day about Israel's so free speech, great. Then leave our free speech alone, and I won't have to criticize you. Because I'm going to criticize Xi Jinping. I'm going to criticize Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm going to criticize Barack Obama / Biden. That's just what I do. I don't care what color you are, what your religion is. When you do stuff like that, I'm going to come out against you because it's wrong and it's tyrannical. And they've already said the American people and Christians and Catholics are the number one terror threat. And Homeland Security isn't for Hamas or Hezbollah running around at their Black Lives Matter events saying, kill Israel, death to Jews. And then those of us that aren't doing that, we get the blame and we get attacked. So, no, those idiot Nazis are probably leftist posing as that. They have their right, too. Everybody gets to speak. What does Bill Maher's quote in the back of my book say? Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. The Great Awakening is my new book. Starts shipping in 6 days. InfoWarsStore.com. Signed or unsigned. The sign is a fundraiser. We need the funds. Know you historically funded the operation. 200 pages longer than the last book. Incredible, full of solutions. How to defeat the globalist. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalist, and launching the next great renaissance. Tucker Carlson. Alex Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he's been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News. Tucker Carlson. Bill Maher. Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. Maybe he should teach the ADL a little bit. Well, they'd be probably popular if they made him the head of it. Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood people in the world, and he's been right about a lot of SH-T. Joe Rogan, Stephen K. Bannon. There's more than 20 years, no populist figure has been more of a bayonet in the back of the deep state than Alex Jones. Mickey Willis, author of Director of Plandemic. Mainstream media is wrong, the best story of the time, yet they are never held accountable. Alex Jones is right, the best story of the time, and he silenced the persecuted. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, that said, that's the toll-free number to call and order, 888-253-3139. Here is the toll-free number to join us on air. No censorship, no call screening, except you got a clean phone. And if you want to tell us where you're calling from, you can say Deep Space 50. I don't care. You can say Pluto. If you want to tell us, we'll put it on the board. If you want to tell me the topic, that's fine. But if you say anonymous, we'll just put you on the air raw, which is the big thing the establishment doesn't like, so you can say whatever you want. No cuss words, throw on FCC stations, have a clean phone line. That's it. Here is the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're in the Middle East, if you're in the Gaza Strip, if you're in Israel, if you can get through, I'll put you to the head of the line. 877-789-2539 is the toll-free number. To join us, if you can't dial toll-free from outside the country, some can, dial in your country code and then put in this number, 512-646-1776. Country code 512-646-1776. And we're going to take your phone calls today. But I'll tell you, the vile act is not a couple of guys with masks on their heads. And you look at their shape, how they act, what they're wearing. It looks like the same MO we've seen here over and over again. A couple leftists dressed up like right-wingers, hiling Hitler in front of the Jewish Center. Maybe they're real. It's my opinion. I'm allowed to say. I think it looks like BS to me. But what's real is all these leftists and Antifa and Palestinians running around saying death to Israel. But the guys in Australia looks as fake as a $3 bill to me. So many times it turns out this Jesse Smollett type crap is just that, fake. Absolutely fake. But who knows? The point is, they've been accused of a vile act. And they've been charged. The vile act is taking their right. Since when? Remember the ACLU used to go defend Nazis' right to march. Let them march. Because you take their right, you take our right. And everybody knows that. That's not too hard to understand. But they want to take your right to speak. That's why the system's supporting this. And they're using anti-Semitic attacks as the pretext to take all our rights. And that's disgusting. We need to hear everybody, including Jews and Muslims, say they support free speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Gaza warns, get out, Hamas global day of jihad. War could spread to all of the Middle East. That's the plan. We told you we're in the season of war. 2A Works, gun owners of America say horrific situation. Israel shows why Americans were afforded the right. Well, it wasn't given to us. It was just enshrined to have weapons of war for self-defense. That's a big article on Infowars.com right now. Yeah. Israel defense minister says all Israelis to be armed. What is your deal, whether you're for Israel or not? And I believe Israel should have a right to exist. I don't want to kill all the Jews and murder them. Doesn't mean I don't like the politics being projected back at me to take my rights. Or Netanyahu saying all Israelis are guinea pigs now for Pfizer and Moderna. Again, Israel's not one monolithic thing. I'm sick of do whatever their prime minister says or you're anti-Semitic. No. Like saying do whatever Obama says, you're anti-black. It's an insult. My issue here is, imagine if I was an Israeli or you were living surrounded by all those enemies. I would live in a house with foot-thick walls and ceiling, and I'd be armed to the teeth. Fine, be a settler. You'll go back to your homeland, whatever. You're there without guns? That's crazy. But think about how crazy it is that people, all these liberals, all these congressmen and women getting carjacked, don't have security or guns. They defund the police and they find out it's nuts. The police can't protect you. They can show up after the crime. So that's a whole other huge subject. All right, Carlos, Jeff, Joe, Al Killer, Charlie, Action, Tracy, Ed, Joe. You know, I say first-time callers a lot because we have regular callers that are so good at dialing the phone, they get through. So I said any caller, long time, first time, you name it. But then I do that, and it's like regular callers or great callers get through and take over. They're really good that they don't call them, I say first-time callers, but we'll do first-time callers in the next round of calls. So we'll take these 12 calls, and then all the new callers will be first-time. Particularly head of the line, anybody calling in from the Middle East, all right? And if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, this is millions of listeners right now and viewers, and this is not censored. I've seen articles, his callers are fake, it's all fake. Call in yourself, find out it's not. All I ask is you have a good, clean phone line. All right. The way I'm going to get to all your calls is go quick. So no matter how good your call is, 2 minutes apiece. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I blame what's happening in the Middle East, is particularly in Israel with Hamas and the Israeli people, on the United Nations failure for all these many, many years not addressing the issue. It wants to be the peacemaker and the government of the world. Well, then I blame it on globalists because, frankly, the occupation has been realized, has been taking place at least since 1967 with official declarations of the United Nations and resolutions of the Security Council, which Israel has ignored and which for all of these years have gone on and on. And I want to tell you, I don't know any Palestinians except one mechanic that I had many years ago that was Christian Catholic. So I really, and I have lots of friends who are in Israel even, and I want to tell you this frankly, I blame the United Nations for not addressing the so-called under the law. They're supposed to be under the law. Everyone's supposed to be under the law, both. And now human beings are dying, many human beings and children. I'm not interested in the politics or two bald men fighting out after a comb. I'm not interested. I'm interested in life, preserving the freedom to speak like as I do in your program, and the freedom to love. And that's all. In particular, I want to address another issue which deals with globalists. this idea of the World Economic Forum becoming an agency of the United Nations, such as the World Health Organization and whatever other organizations, the Jewish Defamation League, you know, they don't protect defamation. They are defaming everybody. I call them the Jewish Defamation League, the ADL, with Nosferatu Green, you know, whatever, always accusing, always insulting people as anti-Semitic or not when they're not. In particular, I want to say something else about globalists and CO2. The emphasis on CO2 is wrong, actually. It's scientifically wrong, but because of the carbon footprint and the carbon effort, I want to tell you that soft drinks are concentrated CO2 gas put in, pure CO2 gas actually injected into a fluid, and which people then go and release this CO2 into the atmosphere. You know, it's a $220 billion industry worldwide.
No, you're right. They want to be able to ban everything. CO2 is in everything. Once you ban that, you control everything. Thank you, Carlos. All right, let's go to Action in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome, Action.
Hey, good. Thank you for taking my call. I was talking to my son the other day. We were looking at the comparisons or the parallels to the Israelites of old in the Old Testament, where when they were going up to battle with the enemy, there was a particular situation in Chronicles where Jehoshaphat, he was afraid and he asked the Lord what to do. As the enemy was approaching and encamping the Israelites, the Lord, confounded, confused, had the enemy fight and go against one another. As they're fighting each other, they're overtaken. Look at what's happening now with BLM, and look at and the Palestinians. Do you see the hypocrisy in the left? I don't want to blame them.
No. I hate the left. No, I'm saying I don't like a lot of what Israel does, but the left is a far bigger, powerful globalist organization. And then where's the liberal media attacking Black Lives Matter in the universities that are literally saying kill the Jews? I have the ADL saying I'm evil and I'm bad, but I've done nothing. And then they sit there and defend these people. I'm sick of it.
I'm going to say one thing. I got one scripture, and then I'm going to address the people that put those sorry ass comments on your board. Here's Galatians 5:15. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. That's for you, BLM. That's for you, left. And for you people that are putting these comments on InfoWars, sitting there bashing Alex Jones. You don't even know him. Calling him a racist. Get off that. And mind your own business. Have a good day.
Thank you. I haven't seen the comments, but I'm being bashed as anti-Semitic. I'm being bashed as by the Muslims. And I'm just like, this is idiotic. This is absolutely idiotic. I appreciate your call. No, our government gave $6 billion to Iran. Our government gave tens of billions of dollars of weapons in Afghanistan to them. And then when we get attacked by Hezbollah or Hamas, they'll take my rights away. That's baloney. And that's what I'm talking about. Let's talk to Al Killer in Virginia. Welcome, sir.
You know, Alex, I want to disagree with you slightly. There's no right for any country to exist. There's no right for the United States, Russia, Israel, or anybody else. You sink or swim on your own merit. Sometimes it's outside forces that
No, that's what I said.
Down.
I said Russia and Israel have nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but you're not getting what I said. So let me be clear. When you stand up for yourself and you have a right to exist because you make yourself exist, you have a right to exist, whether you like it or not.
I agree with that. Now, I couldn't help but go back to a Henry Kissinger interview about literally 10 years ago. It's actually 2012.
Hold on, don't hang up. It's funny you got Henry Kissinger stuff. I got a Henry Kissinger clip on open borders that I'm going to play, and then another clip from the British Home Minister on this. We'll go right back to you, Al Killer. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance.
This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's a new video. It's only 28 seconds long from... September 7th, a little more than a month ago, where I predicted attacks on Jews to bring in the New World Order tyranny. That clip's now going viral. We'll play that here in a few minutes. But let me get to these clips and back to your calls since Al Killer raised this. These are two big articles up on InfoWars.com from yesterday. 100-year-old Kissinger. Grave mistake to let in so many people of different cultures, religions, and concepts. He says it divides and destroys society. Well, that's replacement migration, which the left uses to control society. And then we have multiculturalism has failed and threatens to bring down British democracy, British Home Secretary Suella Braverman says. We got a bunch of clips of her. But they knew it would do this. It's like the New York mayor and even O'Biden, Biden, the rest of them are like, oh, we don't want open borders. No. Chicago, don't come here. But they collapse the third world, totally abuse them with the lockdowns, then organize them, bring them here, and then say, oh, no, we didn't do this. We didn't want this. So here's Henry Kissinger. Then we'll go to the British Home Secretary saying multiculturalism has failed. It was designed to make us all fail. Here it is.
It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultural and religious and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that.
Yesterday's laws are simply not fit for purpose. So to anyone proposing de facto open borders through unlimited safe and legal routes as the alternative, let's be honest, there are 100 million people around the world who could qualify for protection under our current laws. Let's be clear, they are coming here. We've seen a 500% increase in small boats crossings in 2 years. And this, Mr. Speaker, is the crucial point of this bill. They will not stop coming here until the world knows that if you enter Britain illegally, you will be detained and swiftly removed. Yeah. Removed back to your country, if it's safe, or to a safe country, a safe third country like Rwanda. And that is precisely what this bill will do.
Now, I'm here in America to talk about a critical and shared global challenge, uncontrolled and illegal migration. It's an existential challenge for the political and cultural institutions of the West. Just as it's a basic rule of history that nations which cannot defend their borders will not long survive, it is a basic rule of politics that political systems which cannot control their borders will not maintain the consent of the people and thus not long endure. You do not have to be a clairvoyant to see how might this all unfold.
But they've been running the whole thing the whole time. We're going to go back to Al Killer here in a moment, but here's just a short 28-second clip. I'll show you the Twitter account. It's non-compliant at Fluoridated Mind. And we should actually find the full clip from September last month, a little over a month ago, I guess 34 days ago, where I laid it all out and predicted attacks on Jews. Here it is. Those are Nazis about to kill Jews. You must silence everyone that opposes our agenda of surveillance and censorship, or you're going to kill Jews. Now, what's the next move? The false flag. If I was Jewish, I would not have my kids in any big synagogue or any big school. You're about to get hit. It's your whole future. It's the whole future of the species and our children and their children. We're being turned into factory farm slaves. The very rights over our bodies is being assaulted like never before. And now, as I continue to do this, the media says Jones throws a lot on the wall and sees what'll stick. Oh, like when I said Russia will invade by the end of February last year, and they did? No. I want to have the archivist. We have the date. Get me the full clip. In fact, I'll play it on the Saturday show. I'm going to go live at noon tomorrow. We'll have like 5-10 minutes, whatever the full context was, maybe 2 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe an hour. I don't know. Probably 10 minutes long. Usually it's each segment is a topic. Now, how do I know that? Because I see the pre-programming. Bin Laden's going to attack you. When he attacks you, we got to take your rights. America will no longer be free. Well, where did the feds attack first? They tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 1992. That came out. New York Times, everywhere. I interviewed Ahmad Salam, who blew the whistle, Egyptian intelligence, CIA. I mean, thousands of other data points. Doesn't mean radical Islam isn't real. It's totally real. The point is they let them do this, just like Israel just allowed this attack. 99.999999999999999. I guarantee it's like a 0. Whatever. I bet 5 Jews in Israel knew that attack was coming. But you can bet your bottom biscuits they did. They let it happen. They didn't run Hamas and Hezbollah. They let it happen. Why? We can see it. And I got polls of 87% of Jews think Netanyahu knew and let it happen. Because they're not stupid. And they don't want us here questioning that. It doesn't mean we support the Islamists. Doesn't mean we support the attack. We don't. But they let it happen. And I mean, I could just see it all heating up. And I see false flags against black people to be blamed on Trump supporters. I see power outages. I've gone through this ad nauseum. I want to go back to your calls. But play that clip. Do it back up. For some reason, you can't download it off Twitter, so I'm going to play it off the computer. Listen to what I remember that show now, a month ago, where I walked into why they did it and how I could tell. Because it's like, how do you know a new car is coming out? You see ads everywhere. How do you know that a rock concert is coming to your town, or country concert, or hip-hop? You see the ads. And it's like, we got to censor you. There's imminent attacks on Jews. And I'm like, but it's Trump supporters being censored. We're not anti-Jew. I mean, I don't look down on Trump that his daughter's married to a Jew and has kids, is pro-Israel. Great for Trump. He brought peace to the Abraham Accords. That's great. What does he get for it? He's an anti-Semite. It's a lie. And Trump is strong. He can handle being lied about. I'm not as strong as Trump. I have been a friend to Israel. I have been nice. And I've had so many Jewish people come to me in the grocery store, airports. Oh, Alex, we love you. A lot of them are Hasidic Jews, you know, in a conservative attire. And I'm point blank. I'm like, listen, what have you done for me? It's like the Bill Maher joke saying Jews complain all day. Well, I complain way more than any Jew I know. I'm like, hey, great. You want to shake my hand, take a picture? What are you doing for me? Because I'm not against you, and I'm getting attacked. And well, that's politics, Alex. We like you. Okay, great. I'm under attack, man. So why don't you, like, okay, well, yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't do anything to you, and I'm not your enemy. So you need to tell the ADL, stop trying to destroy me and Elon Musk. Like, well, hey, we're better than the Muslims. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm talking to you. Like, I can't sit here and take this. We can't take the news saying white people are terrorists and Christians are bad people. And you're like, well, we're not doing that. The point is, if you speak out against it, people will listen. My grandfather stood up for the Jews. Both of them almost died in the Army Air Corps. And I don't claim you owe me some debt. But at the same time, I don't owe you anything. And I am tired of being attacked. And the white supremacists make a joke. Oh, Jones pleads to his masters. Screw you. Half those white supremacist groups are funded by the feds. I'm not even having a debate with them. I'm having a real debate with people that say they're smart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anybody safe? When I see a bunch of Palestinians killed, I don't go, yeah, we're doing good. Or I see a bunch of Jews killed, I don't go, woo, yeah, that's really good. No, it's BS. And it needs to stop now. But you can't punch somebody in the face and expect them not to punch back. So the powerful globalist forces are looking to start a civil war. And they're starting it right now. What did I say over and over again the last year? They're going to do the Ukraine, they're going to do the Middle East, and China's going to move on Taiwan. See things counting down here? We're going into a full world war. And the powerful globalist forces in control of this think we're all a bunch of dumb animals. And they're going to get away with this, but they're not. So we're strapped to this runaway train together. And that's why I respect everybody. That's why I tell you straight what I think. Because I respect you. And I want you to know what I'm saying. I want you to hear me talk straight to you. Straight. Like, hey, I'm talking straight to you. Here's how I've been abused. Here's what's been done to me. I'm complaining. I'm tired of this. I don't appreciate this. I don't deserve this. And your problem is not everybody is as smart as I am. and the level of anger by Christians and by white people of being abused by this media and this government is outrageous. And, you know, the ADL, the Democratic Party, they think they got this all figured out. You don't have anything figured out. You're the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. Because I've learned no matter how badass you are, there's always somebody who can kick your ass. And you guys are conjuring up a monster that you can't even deal with. You can't even comprehend what you're doing. And you sit there and you think you're winning and you're not. You're losers. The illusions of grandeur have to end. The power trips have to end. We got to get serious or we're going to all kill each other. And that's where I stand. Promoting Americana and competition and freedom and right of choice and diversity. But this is not diversity. They tell us diversity is unification under one idea. Under whatever these corporations cook up. And I'm not going to go on with that. All right, I've had callers hold for 15 minutes. I'm going to take calls all the way through the next hour. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. Nobody's gotten through yet from Israel or the Gaza Strip. But I'm going to now give each person about a minute or two because I got to get going. I apologize. I've been pontificating, but I'm going to stop right now. Owl Killer, you got cut off by the break. You brought up Henry Kissinger. I played the clip. Go ahead.
All right. So about – it was September 30th, 2012. He gives an interview. I believe it was Cindy Adams of the New York Post, and he says in 10 years Israel will not exist anymore. I find that really coincidental – that, you know, we're 11 years and then we have this going on. So Israel has a demographic issue. There's only 6.8 million of them that live in Israel. And as you said, Muslims have on average about six kids in the Middle East. So they're running into a demographic issue where they're going to be, regardless of nuclear weapons, they're going to be outnumbered. You know, I also find it funny that the ADL wasn't Benjamin Netanyahu over here meeting with Elon Musk? And, you know, you were hearing all this ADL comments on about anti-Semitism rising on Twitter or X, as it's called now. And, you know, you bring up Benjamin Netanyahu. He can't form a government at all. They've had five elections, I believe, in, what, 4 years? And they don't value the leadership over there don't value their people. How could you openly say that your people are going to be experiments? So I think that the globalists, they really, and Israel is just a political football for them, and the same thing with Hamas, it's a political football for them to kick back and forth because it gives them leverage. So they really don't care what happens to Israel or to the Palestinians. It's about the power grab that they're going to get. And I believe it was Zelensky that said that Ukraine was going to become the big brother Israel. So there's so many moving pieces that we have we don't even know specifically what's going on. It just anything that happened, there's nothing that can happen in Israel that somebody in the IDF or somebody in the Mossad is not going
to
know about.
No, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Joe in California. Joe, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Survival Sealed X2, everybody's got to get some of that, especially as old guys like me. Just, I wanted to plug because you haven't been. Europe, I took my family for the first time to Europe about 5 or 6 years ago, and the Eiffel Tower, you couldn't even get through all the Syrian refugees selling their tchotchkes. So Kissinger was right. I think they always tell you what they're going to do or what their plan is, and I think Kissinger is a New World Order icon. My question for your staff is, though, you guys are great at finding videos, and my point is they always tell you what they're going to do. Biden, in his little sniffy voice, when he goes up to the mic and whispers, a few years ago, somebody asked him a question, and he came to the mic and he said, oh, you think we're Satanists? We're drinking babies' bloods? He said that on the microphone.
I remember, guys, search engine Biden baby blood quote. I remember that.
Find that, please. Alex, one more thing, and let me just say this. I want to thank you. You brought me back to God, and you helped me stop drinking. And I haven't drunk an alcohol in 2 years. I know you, last time I said that, you went to you and said, don't drink that much. But you helped me personally, and I wanted to thank you very much. God bless you, sir.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, I remember Biden talking about baby's blood. Biden says he doesn't drink baby's blood. We'll look that up. You can't make this stuff up. Charlie in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. So I just wanted to agree. Yeah, I listened to you about an hour and a half ago, and you were talking about how just leave me alone. And I absolutely agree. Why Owen Troyer was also saying, like, this is like a 1,000-year thing that's going on, and, like, why does everybody have to be shoehorned into this, right? So I couldn't agree more. But I just wanted to give you a bit of a nuance from the Canadian perspective, and, like, from all the media that we've been seeing up here, I've just noticed a concerted effort with all of the conservative pundits, like Ben Shapiro, all of the Daily Wire people, even, like, Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson just tweeted, give him hell. You know, and like it seems like over the last couple of years, they've really tried to, like, they've gained a lot of conservative type, right wing type, new conservatives on the conservative side, and it seems like the right wing has really, you know, gotten the support from like the convoy crowd and all of that, and then all of a sudden now that this attack has happened, in lockstep, every single conservative pundit, or most of them on the right wing, is pushing for World War III and trying to shoehorn us into this. And it's just, yeah, it's just really upsetting. Like, just leave me alone.
That's right. They're pushing for an attack on Iran. And I don't think that Iran wasn't involved, but why did our government give them all the money?
Yeah.
But I see it everywhere. Exactly. I mean, I see, like, we got to attack Iran. We got to go to war. We need to bomb Gaza Strip. So we've just segued from Ukraine right into this. And then next is China.
Yeah, this is about the Belt and Road Initiative, right? Like, this is all about new supply chains, the new petrodollar being with the gold-backed BRICS currencies and all of that stuff. So, I mean, this is all about change. And they're the Hegelian, like, they're really shoehorning us into this, right? It's scary to see, like, family members and all sorts of people, you know, they're just frothing at the mouth for war, ready to go.
It's dangerous,
know?
And it's insane, and no discussion of why did our governments arm them. Speaking of money, we're not funded by the globals, we're funded by you. We have a flash emergency sale that is only running for a couple more days right now at InfoWars Store. Up to 60% off right now. At InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our incredible nootropic. It's beyond amazing what it does for your mind, your brain, your focus, your clarity. 60% off. 50% off on DNA Force Plus. It cleans out your blood, your telomeres, your cells. Flash sale. It's supposed to end today. We're going to extend it through the weekend. Flash sale. Real Red Pill Plus. 40% off. 40 to 60% off on the flash sale. At InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce Plus, now 60% off, 50% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. These are game-changing products. InfoWars Platinum back in stock, and my book ships in 6 days, The Great Awakening, all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.